This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, forgiving each other. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the challenges of the family and forgiving each other. We can see in the life of the people that there are many disputes among the husband and wife. And even if there are two brothers, they do have dispute on different issues. But the main thing is we need to have the habit of forgiving each other, because in Islam, forgiving has a special reward. Generally, if we talk as a non-Islamic perspective, if someone forgives the other person, obviously it just brings the peace in their life, and that's it. There is nothing else, because they do not accept Islam, they do not believe in hereafter, they do not believe on the Day of Judgment. Therefore, the only thing for the people who are non-Muslims or who do not believe in hereafter, the only thing which comes in their life is the peace of mind, or the peace in the life, and a good bond or relationship between the husband and wife. And that's what the minimum of forgiving each other brings into a person's life. Therefore, even if we look at its worldly aspect, and if we want to have peace in our life, therefore, we need to have this habit. And Islam emphasizes a lot on forgiving each other in the family relations, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of forgiving, and we said it is important that the husband and wife in their family relation do forgive each other. Now, I have a narration from the Prophet ﷺ in which he talked about the forgiving, like when a man forgives his wife, because of her etiquettes or because of her attitude. So it is important for the husband to forgive her wife, even if she's showing some immorality in her life. Therefore, we have a hadith or narration in which it is said, "Man sabara ala su'i khuluqi imra'atihi wahtasabahu a'atahu Allah bikulli maratin yasbiru 'alayha min ath-thawabi mithla ma a'ata ayyuba 'ala bala'ihi." Now the translation is, whoever will have patience upon the immorality of his wife, Allah will, who have patience and he forgives her, Allah gives that person, that man, the reward which is just like the reward which was given to the Prophet Ayyub when he was patient on the griefs that he had, or the tests or trials that he had. And on the other hand, we have a similar hadith or narration about the woman. When a wife has a patience on the immorality of or misconduct of the husband, and it is said, "Man sabarat ala su'i khuluqi zawjiha a'taha mithla thawabi asiyata binti muzahim." And here the Prophet says that Allah gives whoever, a lady who does who have patience upon the immorality of her husband, Allah gives her reward which is similar to the reward which was given to Asiya, who was the wife of Pharaoh. We know that the Asiya was the wife of Pharaoh. So this is a two-way thing. And obviously in Islam, where it talks about the peace, on the other hand, it talks about the rewards in hereafter, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.